Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, thank the Most High that we're back. Yes, that we're back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Miam of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. Yes, this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again. To speak these very precious words, yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing and the healing of His people. And unto this cause, my brothers and sisters, I indeed unto the Most High am very thankful to Him for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all for listening. The Most High surely has told me directly that unto His cause I have some very important things for Him that I must do. And He told me, because of what I must do for His cause, He told me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends. Yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said to me that I would surely have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, yes, for that, I'm surely utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could. Yes, some of everything they could, even since the dawn of human fall, to hide, deny, to pervert, to silence, and my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. We must understand the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is not the author of confusion. The multitude of variant ideals, hey, some 45,000 denominations, 280 and counting nations, 19 world religions, my brothers and sisters, are not the work of the Holy Spirit. Not the work, my brothers and sisters, of the Most High. He is not the author of confusion. And I dare say that anyone who can believe all this variant contention is the work of the Holy Spirit, the voice of the Most High, cannot be a true disciple unto him. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, being carnal, polytheist, has rejected the utmost command of all. For the Most High declared that he is one, and that we all must seek him for all that is his requirement, with all our minds, hearts, and souls. If that pursuit of absolution in the Most High is not our utmost desire, the question must be asked, why did we ask, or why do we ask for the Holy Spirit in the first place? If we can believe, or if we believe, that there's peace with the Most High after a multitude of indiscriminate worldly contentions. So, given this consideration, I say, given this consideration, my brothers and sisters, this truth, consideration that it deserves, it is time we understand what the scriptures have said concerning these latter days. Isaiah 59 repeats again and again. The Most High said he looked upon the sons of men and saw no intercessor, no one to help. Psalms 2, I'm talking about Isaiah 59, Psalms 2, Psalms 14, the kings and rulers of the earth taking counsel against Most High and his anointed, therefore no peace. People's imagining vain things, what is worthless for the Most High. Not reasoning together, but offering a vain offering, that my brothers and sisters cannot give glory unto the one Most High. Most High said he looked, saw none righteous, no, not one. My brothers and sisters, we are going to have to, if we are going to wake up to the truth, realize the truth. Humanity for many generations has been far from having awakened to the fullness of the truth that the Most High would declare is, in fact, the overcoming of the world. Overcoming of the confusion that's in it. And it is for this reason that the Messiah comes, that they who believe in him, that you hear me, my brothers and sisters, that they who will believe in him when he comes to reveal righteousness, to restore the testimony, that they who believe in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, we live in a world today that for all the varying conditions, differences after the thoughts of men, I said differences after the thoughts of men, that somehow men have considered it to somehow be a covenant. I said somehow to be a covenant. No agreement man to man. And my brothers and sisters, no agreement man to man. Dare men believe that they have trusted in the oneness that is the Most High Himself? It's time, my brothers and sisters, we must awaken. It's time we must realize that as Yah has said that He has won, it is sin. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, it is sin that so many have believed the Most High to be divided after the variant levels of spiritual immaturity that this world has chosen in so many ways to endorse. I have to ask the question, my brothers and sisters, the men that the peoples have called ministers, what are they really? What indeed are they really, my brothers and sisters? Have they really worked toward the healing of human conscience? Have they really worked toward all their varying differences? Have they really worked to remove every obstacle against, let's say, have they really worked to remove every obstacle that has defied man the hope of peace? Or have they actually, my brothers and sisters, been the obstacles themselves? What I'm saying to you is this, and I spoke about this on last evening. So much scripture is right understanding. Declares that if we make an oath unto the Most High, we must all seek Him for all that is His pure and perfect will. Else what men establish is a multitude of variant ideals. Me and my brothers and sisters obliged and even deceived and beguiled by their own self-righteousness. Not, in fact, discerning at all what is indeed the righteousness of Yah. The truth, my brothers and sisters, the truth must be restored. I would have you to consider, my brothers and sisters, this question. Your ministers, who claim to be for the healing of mankind with all their variant different denominations, under the constraints of various national and international status quos. Have they been ministers unto the healing of mankind, the healing of human conscience according to the will of one? Or have they been something else? I find it interesting. The word that is used today for ministers. Wow. If you look at the consonants of it, it carries the same vibration as monsters. Look at the letters. M. M. Look at it. M-N-S-T-R. Same letters, my brothers and sisters, and ministers. Monsters. If we look at Isaiah, 14th chapter. I said Isaiah, the 14th chapter. Remember that in 2 Thessalonians, Scripture talks about the intrusions of the wicked. The intrusions of the, if you will, perditious principles and powers. If we look at that scripture in 2 Thessalonians and also consider 2 Thessalonians 2, we were warned to watch out for the intrusions of the principalities and powers, the powers of perdition. Hey, my brothers and sisters, systems of this world that by no means were true to the foundation or the righteous expectation as declared by Yah Himself. Isaiah 14 and 5. Look at this scripture. What is the wicked the Most High warned us through the Apostle Shaul to watch out for? Because the day must come. The Lord has broken the staff of the what? The wicked. And my brothers and sisters, the staff of the wicked is the scepter or the misruling scepter of the rulers. This we must understand. I said this, my brothers and sisters, we must understand. Scripture talks about the fall of Babylon in Isaiah 13 through 14 chapter. So what is the patient faith of those who truly believe? It certainly is not that confusion remain forever, nor that men should trust in varying confusion, men turning things upside down, maintaining a masquerade of lies in disguise. But rather, the trust of the saints is there must be an end. This mass illusion, this mass delusion, this mass confusion. The men have come to oblige under state titles. Yes, you heard me. I said state titles where every manner of diverse ideal is upheld as somehow true. What, to the will of one? I say, my brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up and discern the reality. God is not divided, nor will he be beguiled or stabilized after the varying ideals of man. That word, my brothers and sisters, ministers are monsters. Why did I put up this title? What is a monster? My brothers and sisters, if you look up the definition, one of the definitions is a monstrously cruel or wicked person. How wicked is it, my brothers and sisters, to mislead the people? We were warned, watch out for false prophets. Broad is the road that leads to destruction, and narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. Many of my brothers and sisters, the roads that lead men to destruction are filled with false prophets. Never, even though they call upon the name of the Most High, never see all that is the will of the Father. And they leave men without understanding. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, know what is said and not know why it is said, missed the point. A monster. The wicked is the scepter of your rulers, says in Isaiah 14:5. A monstrously cruel, a wicked person, a fiend, an arch fiend, a barbarian, a beast, a demon, a devil, a hellhound, monster, villain, brute. All my brothers and sisters, it's time we discern that the Most High desires a people, if they are to be ministers unto him. As they seek the fullness of his will unto the sure conversion of all nations unto the will of one. And that is the gospel. The hope of the gospel would eradicate all false rule. It would bring all men unto the will of one. Messiah said, go forth, teach all nations after his authority. Convert all nations, make disciples of all nations after his authority from on high. Will of one. Convert all men unto the will of what? Will of one. Make them disciples, teaching them to do everything that he commands. Purity and completion offers one choice. To subdivide that is only, my brothers and sisters, vain carnal polytheism. For the carnal mind refuses to accept. I say the carnal mind refuses to accept that the authority that brings forth salvation is not after the diverse contentions of many, but the pure and the perfect will of one. Whoever cannot accept this, my brothers and sisters, as the scripture says in Romans 8, Most High gave his spirit that the righteousness of the law might be made complete in us, and that we might all walk according to the fullness. What the Most High declares, for his spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. Shall we say we repent unto the will of the Most High after a broken rule? My brothers and sisters, it doesn't even make sense. It says carnal mind. Carnal mind, it says, is enmity. It despises the law of the Most High. How about despises the absolute authority of the one Most High? Seeking to exalt the blindness of the flesh. Lack of instruction innate to the flesh. Presumptuous self-righteousness and pride that is innate to the flesh. The Spirit, my brothers and sisters, would gather us all to one accord. Blessed are they who understand this. For there's no need for you to ask the Most High for His Spirit if you would preserve the varying provocations, contentions, and confusions of the nations. Read the first verses of the book of Jacob they call James, 1:1-8 in particular, and understand. For the double-minded man cannot be counted faithful unto all good works. The scripture says that we lack discretion. And it's evidence of a lack of discretion when our allegiance is after a multitude of differing ideals. So if we lack discretion after provocation of the nation, say we must ask Yah, knowing that there's no salvation but according to His will. I did not say the variant ideals of men. So we lack wisdom. Brothers say we must ask Him that our faith and perseverance be unto a perfect work. If any man be double-minded, he is unstable in all his ways. There's no need for him to expect anything from the Most High if he would only insult the gift of the knowledge of the truth. How we understand the reality? For to know what is said and not know why it is said is a missed point. I've said it before on this show, I will say again. There's much truth contained in the scriptures, and the book has already told us that the leaders were not to speak. I've said it, and I will say it again. The expectation of the early church was for the end of all confusion, that a world might be at peace. Even my brothers and sisters, that a world might at last be one. Dare men then believe that this system, my brothers and sisters, which would retain all manner of satanic confusion. Do we dare believe, my brothers and sisters, that this system would teach the scenario, the expectation, that in fact would bring an end? Did you hear, my brothers and sisters, that is intent to bring an end to this confusion? I say, my brothers and sisters, it's time we think again. I say it is time that we think again. But there's much truth contained in the scriptures that is written in advance. The leaders would not speak so as to sustain. I say it, my brothers and sisters, so as to sustain a massive global illusion. To keep, if they could, my brothers and sisters, the whole world. I said it to keep, if they could, my brothers and sisters, a whole world in continual bondage. It's time that we wake up. It's time that we wake up. Wake up to the truth. Excuse me just a moment. Okay, we're back. Thank you for your patience. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, it is because the system that is this matrix of differently contentious nations is the Babylon that must be overcome. Did you really think, my brothers and sisters, they would teach you about the instrument the Most High said He would bring to the earth to bring this confusion to an end? Do you think they even want to maintain the title that was well known to those of old? concerning him who the Most High has consecrated from the beginning to restore all righteousness and to end all confusion. Hey, think about it, my brothers, as we talked about before on the show. The very title, Christ, or Christos, Christianity, to those of the first centuries, and in fact, my brothers, this is nearly a half a millennia before the birth of Messiah, was not after the context, my brothers and sisters, the belief in one anointed after the will of one, but one anointed after the ideals of many. They called the Savior one who preserved all the varying ideals of all the gods that the people not offend their variant contentious pantheon. The polytheist deities of a polytheist empire like Rome, an empire, my brothers and sisters, like what was the Greco-Roman Empire. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. It's time we wake up and understand the very term Christianity, Christ, like I said, was not after the idea of the anointed of one, but the anointed of many. Those of you who know the truth know that the one called Constantine, who was the, if you will, literal father, if you will, of the Roman Catholic Church, and that he made what was called Western Christianity, the legal religion in Rome. He didn't, if we are wise, we understand that he didn't actually sanction the true faith, for he slaughtered all that upheld or might have upheld or come to uphold what indeed was the true foundation of the faith. Those who know the truth know that Constantine, and historians admit this, was actually, my brothers and sisters, a student of polytheist Manichaeism. What am I saying by that? There was one who claimed to be a prophet among the heathen, who claimed to be the incarnation of every so-called righteous and holy one. The concept of a soter, our savior, among the heathen, as I've said before, was one who had the favor of all the gods. And so-called having the favor of all the gods, he was considered in some respects savior of heaven and earth. The gods of the heathen, my brothers and sisters, were always at war. It's time we understand the concepts that were in the minds of the heathen that have confused humanity for a very, very long time. For what Rome called a church, seeking to sustain all the varying ideals already extant among the heathen, was never an institution that could bring people out from worldliness at all, or was a perpetuation of the very damning influences that divided mankind to blind them against discerning the will of the one true Yah. So, like I said, my brothers and sisters, what was under the healing of mankind beyond all the variant obstacles of the nations and denominations, if you will, political, social, and pseudo-religious orientations. What was, my brothers and sisters, the now long forgotten prophetic expectation of salvation, hope, and faithful zeal of the early church? Scripture talking about the patience and faith of the saints in Revelation 13, is he who takes the captivity should go into captivity, who kills by the sword all false words shall fall when the true word appears. Revelation 14, it says the patience and faith of the saints is those who keep the commandments of Yah after the faith of Yeshua. My brothers and sisters, Messiah said, I'm not of this world, and I'm above, not from below. Meaning that his word is not divided after worldliness. He said, I make no request for those who would remain worldly or seek to uphold indiscriminate thinking. I'm still talking about Yohanan and John 17 and 9. He said, I make no request then for those who would maintain such confusion and corruption, such hypocrisy, such misorientation, such devilish illusion in disguise. He said, I make no request for them. Brothers and sisters, what it means is those who the Most High will teach are those who seek all that is His pure and perfect will. But anything less is deception. Brothers and sisters, anything less is a multitude of contentious ideals that cannot in all things be true unto Him. So what was the expectation of the early church? It was the hope of the one who the scripture says comes as a faithful ally of the Most High to destroy Babylon. Isaiah 49 speaks it well. The Most High is a faithful ally who comes to refine His people, to show His people again the way that is declared from the beginning. I said to refine His people, that they might declare His name in truth and in righteousness. To show man again the way that they should go. Surely then, when my brothers and sisters, we're talking about the Savior. We're not talking about someone who opposes all the varying ideals of man. But my brothers and sisters, who comes to perform surely all that is divine pleasure. The righteous shepherd, the righteous one, the one who comes to prove foolish all the varying misconceits of man. If we understand this well, my brothers and sisters, we understand who that one is spoken of in Isaiah 44-45, who bore the title, written offspring, bore the title according to the prophecies, and bears the title, written offspring of David, bright morning star. The one who comes out of the tribe of Judah, as did David, is expected in the days unto whom all the peoples must gather. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the one who restores all righteousness. The one who comes, that unto him shall all the nations seek his rest and peace, then shall be glorious. Who will not fail to set justice in the earth, and all the nations shall wait for his law. Well, my brothers and sisters, the one who bore the title, written in the offspring of David, bright morning star, and prophesied out of the tribe of Judah to bring that to bear. I want you to understand, the one expected out of the tribe of Judah. Shall we forget, my brothers and sisters, who the wise men from the east came to see? I would tell you that the wise men from the east came to expecting to see the return of one who they'd already realized as king. In fact, the one, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures speak of coming not once or twice, but three times ultimately in the book of Isaiah, once to destroy Babylon east, then to destroy Babylon west in the latter days, and in between, my brothers and sisters, to give his life to expose the unrighteousness of the rulers. Well, my brothers and sisters, the wise men who came from the east, empire called Kurdistan, actually came looking for one they already knew, the Most High declared, Shasha and Shah, King of Kings. How many are prepared to understand what Isaiah 11 speaks of when it speaks about the one who comes to expose the wicked, who comes a second time to gather his people from all the nations where they've been scattered? I said to gather his people Israel from all the nations from where they've been scattered. People say he comes out of the tribe of Judah. We're not talking about Moshe, my brothers and sisters. In the book of Revelation, Messiah calls himself, Revelation 20:16, the written offspring of David, the bright morning star. Meaning one who comes like the rising of the sun to cast out all the darkness. In the book of Revelation again, at 16:12, Messiah is called the one before whom the river should be dried up, that they might prepare the way for the king, one called the king of the east. I said king, I did not say plural kings. That one called the King of the East is the same one, our brothers and sisters, that's mentioned in Isaiah in the 41st chapter. In 40:27 says, and 40:27 on, it talks about they who wait for the Lord to renew their strength. And it talks about who has stood up this righteous one likened to the rising sun. You need to look at it, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 41. It's the Most High who has stirred him up that he might subdue even kings. Scripture says he makes the king's dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow, meaning he exposes all false righteousness to establish again the righteousness of Yah, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. There's a serious need, my brothers and sisters, understand what the scriptures mean in Isaiah 48 about the one who he has forsworn to overthrow this Babylon, overthrow all this confusion, overthrow the pretenses of the wicked, i.e. the word wicked also is the lawless. How many will understand, my brothers and sisters, that Zechariah 3 and 8, 6 and 12, when they talk about the one called the branch, that same word for branch, my brothers and sisters, Samach in Hebrew, Danka in Aramaic, Anatole in Greek, all three occasions, the word for branch, there so far is also the one who comes like the sunrise, my brothers and sisters, to cast out the darkness. Suddenly springs forth, coming forth unexpectedly. Why? Did you expect your leaders to tell you? Or did you expect Babylon to tell you what Most High sends as an instrument to end the confusion? To end this Babylon? To end all this diversitude among the nations, misrepresenting the Most High? My brothers and sisters, they told you the truth. They told you that Zechariah was a post-exilic prophet. After, my brothers and sisters, Israel was brought back from Babylon. And the one who bore the title Sunrise, did they tell you, my brothers and sisters, who that is? At Isaiah 41, did they tell you that at Luke 1:78, the father of John the Baptist, did they tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the father of John the Baptist, Zechariah, call Messiah the day spring from on high. NSB translation translated according to what the word really means, sunrise. Did they tell you Messiah, my brothers and sisters, that, how about 2nd K for 2nd Peter, 1:19-21, is called morning star. Messiah said to those who believe in him, give them the morning star. How about the light to cast out all the darkness? Path of light, my brothers and sisters, how many will understand that it's Most High did not say he would give this wisdom to those who resist him, but those who in all things seek to be true to him. They didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, like I said before, who it was that delivered Israel out of Babylon before the times or the days of Zechariah. Malachi, another post-exilic prophet, calls Messiah the son of righteousness to rise. Did they tell you, my brothers and sisters, that scripture says that one who comes up in the latter days is one who bore that same title, Son of Righteousness, that arises before? Did they tell you about Malachi? Did they tell you that Malachi then, therefore, also gives intimation to Revelation, 7th chapter, when they said angel from the rising sun? The same thing, the word angel, the same word for messenger, same word for king. How about my brother and sister, the one who was called the king of the east? Did they tell you, my brother and sister, that who already bears the seal of the living Yah, who already bears his name, already bears the confirming seal, the same one the scriptures speak of in Acts 3:18-23. I said the same one who comes, according to Acts 3:18-23, that comes to speak all the word the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. That whoever will not hearken to that prophet or his testimony, his consummate testimony, should be cut off from among the people, which basically means that it's only those who accept the fullness of his testimony who shall be confirmed true to be called Israel. If we understand Revelation 7th chapter, it talks about that one who bears the seal, the one who says, will say to the angels of wrath, will come upon those who do not believe, hurt not the earth nor the sea nor the trees, to seal the servants of Yah upon their brows. Our brothers and sisters, who is this that commands angels? Who is this one, my brothers and sisters, spoken of also in Isaiah 48th chapter, said for a moment he would defer his anger, that his people might be refined, that they might be found worthy to receive the seal, the confirming seal, the name of the Most High upon their brows, his laws written upon their minds and hearts. They didn't tell you who that is. Brothers and sisters, they never really even taught you the gospel. If they didn't tell you about the secret city prophecies, hey, look on my website, hiddengospel.com. There's an article there called Secret City Prophecies, hiddengospel.com/secret-city. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, it's very imperative that you have this information. You cannot be made whole without it. I say again, The prophecies relate again. This is the kind of truth. This is why I call this show Hidden Gospel Revealed. If they didn't tell you about these things, my brothers and sisters, they never really taught you the gospel. They never taught you what would reconcile the world unto the way of one. Isaiah 59:8 says the way of peace. That means the gospel, my brothers and sisters, the gospel of peace to the world. And this latter days is known not. So the Messiah comes in the last days to expose all unrighteousness, all the pretenses, to reveal again the way of peace. How about the fullness of what is divine will? Because a broken law is not peace, my brothers and sisters. But it is the disruption of the order. It's time we discern the reality for the grace and gift of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, the revelation of His law, which might not be exploited after the false rule, the false law, the flaw, the fleshly foolishness. Look at those same letters keep coming back again and again. That is the misrule of men. It's time we discern the reality, my brothers and sisters. As I've said before, look at Revelation sometimes between the 16th and the 18th chapter. What is the expectation of the saints then? It is the end of Babylon, the end of this confusion, and not the perpetuation thereof. Woe to those who have believed then, my brothers and sisters. Woe to them who have believed. Woe to them who have believed, my brothers and sisters. The Messiah somehow gave life for the perpetuation of confusion. Scripture says, if a man sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, in other words, he should not turn back from the pursuit of truth, but proceed along that path. Hebrews 10:26 says, if a man sins willfully, how about turns back from the way of truth? The scripture says, Habakkuk says, in fact, in those same scriptures, if a man turn back, the soul of the Most High shall have no delight in him. If a man sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, will be sin being set upon the path of righteousness. The scripture says, there's no more sacrifice. No more blood to be offered for his sins. What did Messiah say? If I do not go, the comfort of the Holy Spirit will not come. Any Messiah gave his life, the man might receive a pure and perfect testimony. Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments, keep my instructions. He did not give his life, my brothers and sisters, that men turn back from the path of righteousness. And he did not give his life to those, my brothers and sisters, who are less diligent for full righteousness. Should counterfeit the knowledge of his will. By no means, my brothers and sisters, the men should confuse one another using the name of the One Most High. And whoever, my brothers and sisters, believed the Messiah came that men might be forgiven, need to understand that there's no atonement, no at one with the Most High. Because the Most High, brothers and sisters, has said in so many ways that light has no fellowship with darkness. A lie has no fellowship, my brothers and sisters, with the truth. We must understand that when he said he is one, his people are collectively commanded to seek the fullness of the truth, that we all then might be one. Blessed are they who will understand it. Because the day our people are scattered among the nations, and have all but forgotten the promise, and have loved all manner of worldly provocation. There's no reverence for Yah, my brothers and sisters, no respect for him. No, when there's no reference point, where few discern that there's only sin in the multitude of diverse allegiances that claim to be godliness. Isaiah 41:21 through 42:4 says Messiah comes to expose all the ungodly who do not stand upon the foundation expectation. And for indeed, my brothers and sisters, the foundation that the world created to give an offering unto the will of one. And whoever, my brothers and sisters, has not taught that all the misconceits of the world must fall to establish that oneness, have never taught you the gospel, please sometime take time to read 16:12-21 Revelation, which talks about finally the great city Babylon coming in remembrance for the Most High in the day that it is destroyed. Babylon is confused, my brothers and sisters. In Isaiah 24:10-16, talking about a world having forgotten the Holy Covenant, talks about the fall and destruction of the city of confusion. Confusion is Babylon. The great city Babylon is that city of confusion. It said be directed to the west of Israel across the sea, a nation of many nations, a great nation far away. All my brothers and sisters, you need to check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com, and the article Secret City Prophecies. And understand what it means that Zephaniah, when it talks about the Most High, the just Lord being in the midst of a city, but the wicked, when he declares righteousness, know no shame. He said the Most High would destroy that city. That's a miniature example of all the men of the world. Show the whole world, my brothers and sisters, the standard that have trusted have not been salvation, and only those who will bow to accept the testimony of the one whom the Most High sends in his name. Isaiah 49 says he will come forth saying, listen to me and hearken to me, O ye nations. Come hearken to me. The Most High has called him from the womb unto this purpose and made mention of my name. To bring his people back to him, declare what is honorable. Blessed are they who will understand, my brothers and sisters, what will be the salvation and the peace for the whole world. And it's not according to the varying ideals of man. As I said before, this Constantine, who sanctioned what he called the Roman Church, murdered whoever would not have maintained all the varying ideals of his mind. What he declared, my brothers and sisters, was by no means freedom of true religion. I hope you understand that. He murdered whoever would not uphold what he called the faith. And it wasn't true faith at all, my brothers and sisters. When the truth is intruded upon after the varying ideals of many, it's only debate and doubt. It's not truth nor righteousness. But my brothers and sisters, mass confusion. Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. In other words, the word for keep means guard, defend, maintain. Don't allow any of the ideals of another to destroy your sense of discretion. Lest many of my brothers and sisters be damned, divided under the curses of confusion. For the lie, my brothers and sisters, can never be an acceptable offering unto the one Most High. Think about it. When he says, come, let us reason together, he says, don't bring to me any more of your vain offerings. In the holy days of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, we all must be guided after the will of one. Else what we bring forth, my brothers and sisters, being not sufficient. He said, if we don't reason together, reason as one in the times that he has consecrated. If we don't reason as one, my brothers and sisters, he said, we'd be delivered to the sword. For the mouth of the Most High has spoken. But if men will learn to reason together, true to him as our peace. He said, we'd be taking the good of the land. And this promise, my brothers and sisters, the Most High himself has spoken. Again, my brothers and sisters, what is then the patience and faith of the saints? If we put it in a nutshell, my brothers and sisters, is the end of all this misrepresentation that can never heal the conscience of the masses. For a multitude of leaders all defending their own ideals is an obstacle, my brothers and sisters, against our discerning the will of one. And one of the things that they have not taught you among your churches is that Messiah comes to reprove all. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? He comes because the Most High has looked upon the sons of men and seen none righteous, none that does good, none knowing to seek God, all blinded by evildoers. Read Psalms 14, read Psalms 53, and understand. It's time we see beyond the veil of misconceit that has covered all the nations, discern the righteous one for whom the scripture says, we who would be wise should have always been waiting, who declaring the absolution and truth will wipe away all from off our lives. And we read Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 10. You know, again, it talks about with the destruction of a city. A city that's a miniature example of all the misconceits of the world. Men realize the Most High is not playing games. The ruler's running for cover. Then who will be able to stand for the king who sits upon the throne? My brothers and sisters, it's talking about a time when Messiah comes to expose all the unrighteousness of all the rulers, saying, the day of his wrath is coming, who should be able to stand? When the fact of the matter, my brothers and sisters, they've all comforted men in their vanities, having not declared truly what is the righteousness of Yah. All counted treacherous, according to Isaiah 24, 10 through 16. And blessed are they who will understand that the righteous of the Most High intends for his people, is true to all his will. Malachi talks about how the leaders have not taught all his law. He said he would destroy the temple and humiliate all those partial in his law who stand against the covenant, who teach the standards of another. Says, my brothers and sisters, that Most High by no means is pleased, everyone walking in his own evil way. Though the rulers might say so, he said this has only been a blasphemous dishonoring of his authority. So Messiah comes, the scripture says, to restore righteousness as of old, as in former years, to judge according to all ancient righteousness. To restore righteousness as of old, pleasing to the Most High as in former years. He said, remember the law that he gave his servant Moshe before the great and dreadful day. How is it, my brothers and sisters, men talk about a new covenant when what needs to be restored is the knowledge of a pure, true, and everlasting covenant? My brothers and sisters, the knowledge of the truth that misallegiance is among the nations have caused the entire humanity in so many ways to forget. For many have the words, my brothers and sisters, but to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. Messiah is called the Word of Yah for a reason. The scripture said he had upon him a name which no man knew but himself, called himself the Word of Yah. Meaning he discerns not only the words, my brothers and sisters, but why they are written. For all their intents, the very thoughts of the Most High, even my brothers and sisters, the intents that the whole world has forgotten, that he might smite the nations with a word like a sharp two-edged sword that discerns who will serve Yah according to the fullness of his will and who will not. A rod with a word like a rod of iron, my brothers and sisters, an unflinching, everlasting discipline to bring forth all that is divine nature. Blessed are they who will hearken to him. Like I said, Messiah comes endowed with the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel to the meek, not those so pridefully self-righteous that we're naming that hearken to a greater will. The Spirit of Yah, my brothers and sisters, are those who are willing to be disciplined under the greater righteousness of Yah. The Spirit of Yah is upon who preaches the gospel, the word from on high to the meek, not to those who are so prideful after the lesser standards of men. The Messiah comes to expose all with false righteousness, that the eyes of the blind might be opened, the eyes of those who are blinded by men might be opened to see the greater wisdom and light of Yah, to release those who have been captive to a lesser word. Deceive not to perceive. My brothers and sisters, blessed are they who discern the words of him the Most High sends to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the whole world would obscure, to prove that so much the men are called light has only been the machinations of those who work to preserve and even my brothers and sisters create the lies that keep the people in darkness. For every lie a man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimensions of truth. It's time we discern beyond this Babylon, our brothers and sisters. I want you to understand that Western leaders, polytheist leaders, the intelligentsia, if you will, of Western heathen, their use of language, my brothers and sisters, has been surely to confuse people, keep people under the controls of confusion. Like I said, titles like the Kurdi, one of the titles for Messiah, the Anointed One, they have supplanted, sought to almost destroy it from anyone's language. Talk about this title, Christ, Manichaeist, polytheist, Greco-Roman title, not Hebrew at all, to preserve all the variant misconceits. One anointed of all the varying gods of the heathen. Definitely not the will of one. As if to say the Messiah of Israel is a Christ, again, a Greco-Roman term, the anointed of many, many false gods, many fallen standards, comes to exalt all the differences of man rather than declare the will of one. It's time to wake up, brothers and sisters. It's time to discern the truth. It's time to decode the ways of Babylon. Like I said, what did you expect them to do in retaining their language? But to take every term the Most High has given, that we discern what is righteousness and what is salvation, that we call evil good and good evil. Read Isaiah 5th chapter and understand. Men have considered salvation deliverance from divine law. No, my brothers and sisters, salvation is deliverance from the misconceits and the lying standards of men. They called it the grace of Yah. They're not under divine law. But brothers and sisters, you're not under divine law. Whose law are you under? The grace of the gift of Yah is that he reveals his law that you no longer be confused. Like I said, they took away from the title, the Kurde, the righteous one. So you believe in everybody's diverse unrighteousness? A Christ rather than a Kurde? The anointed of many rather than the anointed of one? All right, brothers and sisters, it's time we wake up beyond this idea. Faith was never trust in diverse standards in confusion. For the very word for faith relates faithfulness unto one. So my brothers and sisters, they would have your allegiance be after all their varying differences, that you become indiscriminate, not discerning. These monstrous sinister ministries, this carnal confusion that never has desired, my brothers and sisters, perfectly unison of mankind after the thoughts of him who made mankind. The apostle Shaul, they call Paul, warned that he warned of this even in the days of the apostles, the days there of the church. The men had already fallen away, trusting in false rulers, believing after a false gospel that is not the way of peace. He warned about falling away after the intrusions of the misconceits of the many. How is it, my brothers and sisters, when the scriptures say, for instance, in Revelation, the 14th chapter, Messiah comes ultimately to preach the gospel again. Isaiah 61 comes to say, in the spirit of Yahweh, come to preach the gospel to the meek. Latter-day prophecy. Meaning that the word, my brothers and sisters, that is pure from above, must be taught again to the nations. And the scriptures say, over whoever would uphold the marks of the beast, the standards of the nations, the standards of those who refuse to reason in one. All my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, shall perish. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters, the need? They've twisted so many words. The very word for Gentiles, Goyim, means a multitude of unreasoning animals who are not reasoning after the will of one. Will not function as manu, not as God mind, but as the mind of brutes. My brothers and sisters, why do you think the Most High says the nations, all the nations, were for Gentiles and nations and heathen? Same, must be converted. There must be a raising of conscience after that which the Most High declared from the beginning. For only then, my brothers and sisters, the Most High have an offering that he indeed is sure to do. Don't let any discrimination, discriminate titles, my brothers and sisters, among the nations that sanction the multiverse ideas blind you against discerning who the Most High sends as the true shepherd. For my brothers and sisters, it is a false church because it can be lost with the world that preserves the idiosyncrasies, the illusions of this world. Like I said, Yohanan, John 17:9. I said I made no request for the world then. But for those, my brothers and sisters,
90 seconds.
Would accept the words the Father had given him. And my brothers and sisters, that's a pure word, by no means constrained after the varying misideologies of men. Well, they already tell me I'm down to what? Last minute? Please understand, my brothers and sisters, Messiah did not give life blood, the men receive the Holy Spirit to maintain the lie. He said, if any man turn back, his soul will have no
guidance. 60 seconds.
He said, if any man turn back after the way of sin, after the way of the lie, there's no more atonement to be offered for his sin if he insults the truth. My brothers and sisters, discern the way of life. Discern beyond all the false prophets and the false tests and fallen testimony. Let us pursue Yah in righteousness, calling upon his name. That we discern his pure will. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, even if you heard a word of a man who speaks the truth, you still must have the tomb and atonement of the Holy Spirit to discern the way of righteousness rightly. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, honor, and praise always, thanking the Most High for every ear that he brings near.
10 seconds.
Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. Check out my website, hiddengospel.com. Learn how you can support this ministry. For the message, my brothers and sisters, indeed, utmost important. that those who will be delivered beyond misconceit should hear, must hear. But my brothers and sisters, I dare say that I'm teaching now things to you that without which no man before the Most High is made whole.